Hello and welcome to today's card reading. So continuing with the Heal Yourself reading cards, and like I said, these cards are not for everyone. All right, we have Take Off Your Masks, Masker, Masks. Stop trying to appear different to who you really are. It's time to take off your mask and be the real you. You cannot get love and attention that you are craving if you're pretending to be someone you are not. Why are you so frightened about being honest with yourself and others? Do you feel that you will lose friends and opportunities by showing others your imperfections, fears, and vulnerabilities? Are you constantly doing things to please others, even if it doesn't work for you? This card indicates you need some time to get to know yourself and what's important in your life. You'll know that you are evolving when other people's judgments of you no longer impacts you. If you have an incredible talent, believe in yourself. Don't hide your greatness because others feel envious or resentful. Remember, every great leader had people who loved them and believed in them, as well as those who doubted and disliked them. So it's true, actually. Let's go back to you'll know that you're evolving when other people's judgments no longer impact you. Well, when you start to feel more like yourself, a lot of things that people say about you or think about you, they don't matter anymore. And some of those things you kind of make up in your head as well. Like you think, oh, they're going to think this, they're going to think that. There are so many times when I've heard stories about people who don't post certain things on Facebook just because their virtual friends may get the wrong impression about them. And I think, well, okay, these people don't actually physically know you. They're just some random people who added you as a friend, and you're taking their opinion and their values on board. Why would you do that? It's a virtual world. You can pretty much say and get away with whatever you want. And, you know, there are very few repercussions other than getting blocked or getting put into some sort of Facebook jail or whatever, or being banned from a site or something like this. But the truth is, if that's just the way you feel about things, then that's just the way you feel about things. And there are people that will like you for being the real you, and those are the people that you want to stick with. And that is in reality, not in the maybe in a virtual world as well. Okay. But taking off your mask is actually an easy thing to do. You just got to think about what you're like. So, for example, if you were to buy someone a gift, a random person, right, and ask yourself, would you buy that gift for yourself? Would you buy this thing for yourself? Would you spend that much money on yourself? Now, if you are not willing to do for yourself what you are willing to do for others, then you are wearing a mask because you are putting out a facade that you are capable of giving to others as well as yourself, which is not true, because you wouldn't do it for yourself, but you do it for someone else. And that's not being selfish, wanting to do things for yourself. That's just you living your life and being who you are and who you were meant to be, you know. And with that, this will attract not only the right people into your life who will like you for who you are, but it will attract people who want to hate on you and want to dislike you. They'll pick faults with you to make you undervalue yourself. But the truth is, you shouldn't pay any attention to them because they're just being idiots. That is their fault. That is their problem, that they have these kind of issues. Being yourself for yourself is your job in life. It's not your life to live. It's not your job to live your life for everyone else and their reasons and their thoughts and these processes that they go through to make you feel belittled about yourself, right? And also remember, sometimes you do it to yourself as well. So take that on board, right? Anyway, I'm going to be back tomorrow with another Heal Yourself reading card. They're pretty good. I gotta say, I do like these. All right, bye.